some in the media and some supporters of Amanda Knox will say that she was a scapegoat in her recent murder conviction. The verdict, according to an article by Wendy Murphy for the Patriot Ledger, was still being announced when supporters of Amanda hit the airwaves to say Knox isn't the murderer type. I'm not sure what that means. That's my interjection into that. And that anti-American Italians were making a scapegoat out of a sweet-faced girl from Seattle. Well, regardless of all that, we have to take a look at the evidence. And we have to take a look at a legal system where, in the case of Italy, anything goes, again, according to that article. Amanda Knox has been found guilty and has been sentenced to a 26 or 28 or whatever it is, year sentence. Only she knows the real truth. As far as what happened, the court decided to convict her based on the evidence they saw, questioning how the evidence was presented in a system that isn't ours or isn't the North American system is one way of arguing this. But the other way of arguing it is to look at the facts. Amanda Knox will spend a very long time in jail. Maybe the states can bring her back and let her spend her time in jail there. I'm not sure that's something that maybe should be looked at. But Amanda Knox, you made some bad decisions, and now you're paying for them. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.